Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, January 14th, 2022. U.S. futures relatively volatile overnight and are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.3% just before 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time. The U.S. dollar continues to trade defensively but is off session lows. U.S. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude a bit higher, precious metals slightly stronger, industrial metals higher, excluding iron ore. Cryptocurrencies stronger, especially Dogecoin, on Tesla payment news. Much of the focus remains on Fed policy as overnight Asian markets moved lower following through from yesterday's tech-led sell-off on the NASDAQ and after a recent hawkish Fed speak that pointed to increasing openness to a March liftoff in rate hikes, support for an earlier balance sheet runoff, and consensus solidifying around 3 rate hikes this year as a base case. In central bank news, the Bank of Korea raised its repo rate by 25 basis points overnight, as expected, and left the door open for further increases. On the COVID front in Europe, the UK Health Secretary decided to eliminate health pass requirements amidst encouraging signs that infection numbers in the UK may have peaked, and evidence that multiple boosters do not block infection. In contrast, Italy, France, Germany, and Austria are tightening restrictions and imposing more widespread vaccination mandates. On the macro data front, Japan producer price inflation eased from a record high. China exports were firmer than expected, with imports weaker. Omicron-related disruptions and a slowdown in pandemic-related products indicate some softening ahead. And of note, Monday, China will post Q4 GDP data, largely expected to reflect COVID lockdown weakness in December. In Europe, early attention is on UK monthly activity data, which showed the economy experienced a larger-than-expected expansion before the latest COVID wave and into the holiday period. UK GDP was estimated to have grown 0.9% versus consensus 0.4%. Also in Europe, December CPI releases from Spain, France, and Sweden. Spanish CPI was below expectations, French CPI met expectations, and Swedish CPI beat. On today's US macro calendar, December import and export prices, December retail sales, December capacity utilization and industrial production, as well as November business inventories and January preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. On the M&A front, Citigroup agreed to sell its consumer bank in Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam to Singapore's UOB Group for cash plus a premium of $690 million. And Reuters reports a person familiar with the situation says that Tesla has delayed initial production plans of its Cybertruck to Q1 of 2023 as it plans on adding features and functions. And in Europe, SAP pre-announced Q4 results and announced a new share repurchase program for up to 1 billion euro. SAP was trading up close to 2% in early trading in Germany. On the earnings front, notable reporters today will include BlackRock, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, and First Republic Bank, posting their results before the open. Asian equities finished mostly lower on Friday. Greater China indices mostly lower, with Shanghai down but Shenzhen posting a small gain. Hong Kong was also lower as its internet and IT stocks sold off, but still finished higher for the week. Japan finished off its lows but was still sharply down as its tech stocks and exporters fell. Australia finished lower, also dragged by its tech sector. South Korea was the region's underperformer as its large cap semi and industrial names fell. Taiwan succumbed to the selling to be modestly lower. Southeast Asia was a little higher with some gains in Singapore and Malaysia. On the central bank front in the region, in addition to today's Bank of Korea rate rise, Reuters sources said the Bank of Japan policymakers are debating how soon they can start telegraphing an eventual interest rate hike, which could come even before inflation hits the bank's 2% target. Members are said to be emboldened by broadening price rises and a more hawkish Fed. European indices are also lower early in their session. In bond news, the Financial Times reported that the pool of negative yielding debt has fallen to $10 trillion for the first time since April of 2022. This as central banks begin the process of phasing out pandemic-era monetary policy. The article highlighted the backup in bond yields since the start of the year, with investors positioning for tighter central bank policy and the reduction in large-scale asset purchases. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, January 14th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.